Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance. Amen. Text for consideration today recorded in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God's word is truth. Amen. My good friend John, he's with the Lord now, but I remember how he struggled with guilt. When I met him, he was in his 80s. He served in World War II under General Patton, part of Company C. He lied about his age to serve his country. He didn't struggle with that. But in his 80s, he would say to me, "Pastor, how can God forgive me for what I've done in the war?" And we had this discussion over several years, in fact. And I would take him to a picture of Jesus and say, "Who is that?" "It is Jesus. What did Jesus do for you?" "Well, he died on the cross to pay for my sins." "Have you confessed your sins to him, John?" "Yes." "Was Jesus successful? Did he pay for all your sins?" "Well, of course, yes, of course he did." Oh, he would get mad at me for even asking that question. But I replied, "Jesus has forgiven you. You have to let go of your guilt. Jesus Christ has made you clean. Your sin is removed." And as years went by, we would have this discussion again. And he knew the answers. He knew Jesus paid for his sin and he was made clean, but he struggled with it. And he needed to be reminded that Jesus is his Savior. We all do. Guilt is a strange monster. Guilt comes because there is sin, and what you do with guilt is very important. With John, he had confessed his sin. He had been forgiven. Jesus set him free from his sin and guilt, but he doubted it. And he was tempted to hold on to the ghost of guilt and not hold on to Jesus as his Savior from sin. And if he would have given in to rejecting Jesus and holding on to guilt instead, that would be horrible. And that is what the devil wants. He wants you to hold on to guilt instead of God. God put what is called a conscience in all people. It tells you what is right and what is wrong. And when you sin against your conscience, guilt sets in. And if you never have any guilt, then either you never sin, or your conscience is numb, or maybe dead, or your belief in God is dead. But guilt comes, and it comes to us all because we have all sinned. And guilt shouts, "You must make your breach of conduct correct before God and mankind. You must make amends." And at the same time, we are led by the Word of God to acknowledge that we can't pay for our sin. We can't wash away our own guilt. But He has. Don't run to guilt. Instead, run to the gospel. For the gospel message of Jesus Christ, and that alone releases us from guilt, because Jesus paid the full price of sin. And there is where your guilt is washed away. And you must understand that when guilt comes, we can either run to guilt or run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Believe fully, without a doubt, these words for today. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And Adam and Eve, they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. And once they ate, sin changed them and their relationship with God. God comes into the garden. He must call out to Adam and Eve, "Where are you?" Guilt made them hide, and they didn't know what to do about it. God called them to account. He addresses their sin. God cuts to the chase. There are earthly consequences for their sin. And yet, the very first promise of a Savior comes. Adam and Eve believed the gospel. Their soul is set free from this sin and the guilt is gone. In guilt, people will hide from God. They ignore worship. They ignore the Bible. They don't want to hear that they are a sinner or that Jesus is their Savior. Guilt hangs out and it settles in. And guilt becomes what they know. And at first they live with it, but after a while it becomes a good friend and they let go of the gospel so that they can hold on to guilt with everything that they are, and they push God away. Have you been there? Have you been there? The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing that will change it. And the sooner, the better. Confess your sin, receive forgiveness, be cleansed of your sin and guilt through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in Christ, you are forgiven and your guilt is washed away. Judas Iscariot, it's hard not to think of Judas, a a close friend of Jesus, a disciple of Jesus. But Judas sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver over to the chief priest and his mob of mercenary men. And it is from this betrayal that springs the decree of crucifixion and the very act of it upon Jesus. Judas was overcome with guilt. And he tried to make amends on his own. He took the money back. He threw it on the temple floor and admitted his sin. "I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood." And he confessed his sin to his co-conspirators, but not to God. He never turned to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He never turned his soul to his Savior. He held on to guilt. And he chose not to be comforted by God. He chose not to see the love and mercy of God. And his life ended with him holding on to guilt and not Jesus. Judas, even Judas, could have gone to Jesus, asked for forgiveness, and be saved. But he would not. When guilt comes for you, what shall you do? Go to Jesus. Be washed clean in his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. For in Christ is full salvation, and in him you are forgiven. You know, other monsters can nibble before they gobble up your soul, but the guilt of Judas swallowed him up whole in a matter of minutes. If you or someone you know is struggling with this monster, do not delay to bring the message of Jesus Christ near and to speak it. The Apostle Paul was once named Saul, and he despised Jesus. He was relentless to destroy the gospel and anyone who believed it. Then Jesus met him. Sort of changed things right there. But Jesus told him that he is God and that salvation is only through him. And a prophet told Saul that his sins were forgiven and that he would be a messenger of the gospel to people of the world. I wonder if Paul struggled with the forgiveness Christ gave to him. Did he struggle with the waters of baptism that washed his sin clean? We don't know, but he speaks of himself as a chief of sinners. He speaks, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel," speaking about the gospel. He knew Jesus saved him from the gates of hell. He needed the message of the gospel to believe it, to preach it, to live it. And as surely as he needed oxygen to breathe, he needed the gospel to remind him there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And he needed to know that he is in Christ Jesus. What is your story with this monster? Can drive you away from Jesus, from God, from worship, from each other as part of the family of believers, and it attacks your worth, it attacks your faith. If this it is a monster inside that, if left all alone, it's possible to remove you from faith. And how to address it? Look at Jesus. Confess your sins. Look to the cross. Did that sacrifice for sin pay for your sin? Or is your sin bigger than the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? The sacrifice of Jesus Christ is bigger. And let him be bigger than the monster of guilt. And it is simple. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now may the grace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.